Yeah, okay, so let's just go over a little bit what you've seen so far. Is it hot? It gets hot well for me. Yeah, so what do we have in the Gemara again? Keep it in front of us. So we have the Tzidikas Nelela, Mason Tam and the Petito, then we have Tzidikas Aser Leila, and then Afmin Gimidoi, the Asers, all the other Tzidikas. That's Rav's memory. So we shouldn't ask two kashas. Let's say we'll start with the Ran, because Ran lays everything out. The Ran has two kashas. He says, number one, why do I need that the nevelu should be nice and tam in the chaticha in order to trigger hanan? Forget nice and tam. Even if the nevelu is very small, it's not nice and tam in the chaticha. But it certainly asks the chaticha as min v'minoi, and that itself should make a hanan. Secondly, yes, the Ran, why do I need hanan at all? Even to be no hanan, certainly blia of nevela in the chaticha, and that blia then goes out into the rest of the pot, and it's a mibamina with the basar, and it should answer that's mibamina. So who needs chana? So the Ran answers two answers. I mean, he answers each one of these kashas. He answers separately, but it's mashed in the Ran that it's really one of all one idea. The way we were mashed in the Ran is that the core idea over here is that chanan. This is anyway she's the Ran. In the end of Kalabasa, when he talks about Hanan, the word of Hanan is that the Chaticha becomes a Nevela Be'etzel. The Chaticha is nepach to be a Nevela. Saran is that it's Derabon and Otto Bosa Becholov, and if that's the case, by Bosa Becholov, that's certainly the idea. That the Bosa is nepach to be an Issa. The Cholov is nepach to be an Issa. So Otto Bosa Becholov, we said that that's in general the idea of Chaticha Nas Nevela. When a Chaticha is Berle Issa, it's neta. It's nepach to be also mitzaratzva. It's nepach to be also be'etz. So first of all, says the Ran, in order for the chanan to happen, I need that the novela should be nice and tam, because only a nesinus tam is choshev enough to be behapach the chaticha to a novela. Min b'mini will aser the chaticha, but it's not choshev enough to be mahapach the chaticha. What's exactly the svar for that? The Ran doesn't exactly say. L'chayra, what comes to mind, sort of the low-hanging fruit, is that, since the whole thing is Otto Basar B'Cholov, and Basar B'Cholov is only within the Sinas Tam, so male, it has to be Dumi to Basar B'Cholov, but it has to be within the Sinas Tam, not with the, in order to trigger Hanan, it has to be within the Sinas Tam. The Ran doesn't say that, and the Emes is a little bit tzarechi, and if that's really the shot, the Ran should have said it. Such a dollar ha-mispakish. And maybe the Ran holds you don't need it. Say it even without that extra knesh, you know, dumi debosu v'chal. At the end of the day, chanan is a special din that the chaticha is nepach to be also. Says the Ran, the chaticha could be also in different ways. It could be also with mim v'minoi. That's not so choshuv. It could be also with nesinas tam. That's much more. So when it's also as nesinas tam, so that's mahapach the chaticha into an avel. Also only as mim v'minoi le'botol, that's not enough. Certainly ask the chaticha, but it's not enough to be mahapach the chaticha into an event. That's clapping the first part. And then why is that important? Because if I didn't have chaticha nas nevela, if the chaticha wasn't being mishapach into an nevela, so then it was just heter with blias of iser in it, so then the tam ha-yotzi would be a tam uruv. The tam of the blias with the tam of the chaticha. A tam uruv doesn't have the din of min b'mila le'bot. That the Ran doesn't exactly explain why that's so. We'll talk about that later in a few minutes, Hashem. But the Ran says the Tam Ha'urav doesn't have the Chaymer Min B'mina. So therefore, I need Hanan, because what a Hanan accomplishes is that it's Mahapach the Chaticha into an Avela Be'etzem. Once the Chaticha is an Avela Be'etzem, then the Tam that comes out is not a Tam Ha'urav. Tam Ha'urav means Ma'urav from Isser and Heter. It's not Ma'urav from Isser and Heter. It's Kula Yisser. Kula Yisser. So Min B'mina is Leibach. Atkan the Mahalach of the very nice package. Tosfos does not address the second question of the Ran at all, Feirish. But he does ask the first question: why do I need nesinas tam to trigger chanan? Tosfos answers that without Nois and Tam, if the Nevela was not Nois and Tam, so it's just a Tam of Kosu, if the Nevela would ask the Chaticha, but not within the Sinus Tam, very small Nevela, it's not really Nois and Tam, it's less than a 60th. But it would ask us Mimba Minoy. So just a plate of Kosu. So Tosfos says that a plate of Kosu is not. Is it Lashon Tosfos? Nehid he gufa misra the Kosu. It's certainly true that a Kosu is strong enough to ask the Chaticha itself. But it's not. I'm not going to say chana that it should ask other things. Since the chaticha only became also with the kolshu, I'm not going to say chana that it should be able to ask other things. So it's very sosum and tosis. What's the nature of this? So could be he means like the Ran. But I thought that there's several reasons why I don't think he means like the Ran. First of all, the lashon is not so lashon like the Ran. This Tosfos is madgish the issue. It doesn't say that, that there's no chana. It says that since it was necessarily the kolshu, it's not strong enough to aser other things. So there's a special hadgosh in Tosfos that it's not strong enough to aser other things. In the Ran, that might be true. It's not really the point. The point is that a tam kolshu is not strong enough to make chana to be hapach the chaticha. Lashon Tosfos is that it's not strong enough since it was necessarily a kolshu. It's not able to be'asa other things. Since it itself was only necessarily a kolshu, so it's not able to asa other things even with Hanan. It doesn't sound. Just the ring of it. The ring of it doesn't sound like he means the Ran's svar. So we're talking a little. It's a little bit not to the point. The Ran is very good. The Ran says, "Nice and time is a double choshev. It makes it. It's mahapach the chaticha. Mimino yamashu is not a double choshev. It's not mahapach the chaticha." Okay, so in the deep lumbus, it's not so explicit, but at least he's talking about what is able to flip the chanan, what's able to flip the chaticha into a nevela. So you need a double choshev to flip the nevela into a chaticha. Taisa says, "So other diburim over here, since it itself is only nesteh with the choshev, so it's not able to ask the chaticha secheres." Furthermore, the whole notion that the chaticha nas nevela means that the chaticha is flipped into a nevela and transformed into a nevela be'etzem, which is the hasbar of the Ran, we know that Tosfos doesn't hold for. Tosfos and Dr. Tzadik Vach, we saw the Tosfos Rosh Mordechai Furish, but Tosfos Shita seems to be that the word of chaticha nas nevela is not that the thing becomes a nevela, not that the chaticha becomes a nevela be'etzem, But rather that the chaticha haneseres is misayeh to the oisir shelo yisbatik. That's how the Tosfos explains the aside of Tosfos that you only say chanan b'mokam she'isa yochel lahalach. But Chavusa pointed out that Demas and Medrik and Tosfos also Tosfos had a kvav on the base. It's a deal. Tosfos had a kvav on the base. The first wide line. In Yeshbu b'nois and tam reizu asu. Right. It says that the gid asa the yerech b'nois and tam. Tosfos says that when the Mishnah says in Yesh Begidim in Eisen Tam, it's not really the Gid, it's also with the Kedei Klipa, because the Kedei Klipa was nested with the Tzli. That's Tosfos said, Tzli Asas Kedei Klipa, and Mele Chaticha Nasas Nevela, and therefore you have to be Mishar, not only Kenegad the Gid, you have to be Mishar Kenegad the Kedei Klipa. And then he says, L'fir Ben Ephraim, that there's no Chanan B'Shar Yisum, so you don't have to say that. But the lashon of Tosfos is telling. Tosfos' lashon is that the Kedei Klipa Shesviva Misayeya Lagid Lesser. It doesn't say that the Kedei Klipa becomes the nevela itself, becomes usher itself. He says the Kedei Klipa is Misayeya to the Gid Lesser. So maybe it's not. Maybe if I didn't know about Tosfos Rosh, so I wouldn't be bothered by this lashon. But in the light of Tosfos Rosh, is very gishmak. Tosfos saying mamish what Tosfos Rosh says. The word of Chaticha Nas Nevela is that the. The Chaticha Neseres, which is over there, is the Kedei Klipa, is Misayeya to the Gitchel, in this battle. So if that's the case, so then, not so Mistabe, Timi Mechalek, between different kinds of isrim. In the Ran, that there's this magic that has to happen, that the chatikah has to be flipped into a novella. So they say, well, it depends what asked it. If the thing that asked it was a davar chashuv, was in the sinas tam, so that's olim to turn it over into a novella. But if it's only a, if what asked it was only a kosher, it's not olim to turn it into a novella. Well, we can hear that. See, anyway, there are bonos. Tosfos, that's not the bonos of the chatikah nas novella. The chatikah nas novella is the rule in bittul. That the chaticha naseres is mesayet to the oisah shalayis battle. That's so misabed that it should matter why the oisah asad. Either way, whether it's asnois and tam, asmin lamino, the novella asad the chaticha. So the chaticha should be mesayet to the tam novella shalayis battle. Much less misabed that it should make a difference, you know, how powerful the oisah was. Also, Tosfos Chanan is a deraisa. Tosfos in the end of Tosfos, the end of the Tosfos. Tosfos says it holds from Chanan, so he has a kasha about Yuli Nochem. How did Yuli Nochem work? Takes him back from the end of Tosfos that Tosfos holds Chanan is a deraisa. Not like the Ranos is derabon. Tosfos holds Chanan is a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, so also these chilukim are harder to say. It depends what the isa is. Nice and tam does make Chanan, but mivamina a kolshu is not so strong. It doesn't make a Chanan. If Chanan is a din deraisa, it's also harder to hear that shvi chilukim. What exactly caused the isa? Yeah. So what is the pshat and Tosfos? So yesterday I wanted to say maybe pshat and Tosfos like this. We'll use the Tosfos Rosh to explain the pshat and Tosfos, because the Tosfos Rosh tells me the side that the word of Chanan is that whenever you have a Chanan does not mean that the chaticha became a nevela of etzim, was flipped into a nevela of etzim. Chanan just means that's what Chanan means. The chaticha still had that. But since the chaticha was nesar doesn't mean flipped, it became also betzim, but it's also to eat because it has tam in it. So the chaticha neseres is mesayeh to the oisur shaloi lehisbatl. Which means that chaticha nas nevelo is a booster shot for bitl beroiv. It's the refuah for the problem of bitl beroiv. If you're a tam nevelo, and you're in danger, you're a tam nevela, it's inside a chaticha, and you're in danger of being bottled by roiv. So chaticha nas nevela comes to the rescue and says, the chaticha is mesayeh, that you won't be bottled. But what if your problem is not that you're being, what if your problem, this tam over here that wants to ask the all the things like that, what if its problem is not that it's going to be bottled? It has other problems why it can't ask the pact. So then chaticha nas nevela is not going to help for that. So he's saying like this, Tais is saying that be'etzem, A tam kolshu is strong enough to ask the chaticha, because that's in the minimum minimally bottle. That a tam kolshu, as I state in the din of minimum minimally, it says that in a tam kolshu, the nevela with the tam kolshu can ask the chaticha. But now I want that tam kolshu that's in the chaticha to go and ask everything else in the pact. That I can't do. Not because it's going to be bottle bereiv. Even if there was a tam later on, it's going to be bottle bereiv. No, there's a more fundamental problem. A tam kolshu can aser the chaticha, but it can't go on and aser other things beyond the chaticha. That's the sort of the lashon of Tosfos mamash that way. Since the chaticha was only necessarily the kolshu, you can't turn around and with that kolshu aser other things. But this Tosfos saying a new svar that kolshu is only strong enough to aser the chaticha. It's not strong enough to then go out of the chaticha and aser other things. But not because it's going to be bottled bereiv. Not because of the number problem. Because the number problem, it would be true even if it was not a kosher, even if it was nice and tam. It's going to have the number problem. It's going to be bottled bereiv. For that, we have chaticha nas nevela. That's what chaticha nas nevela does. It solves the number problem of bittul bereiv. But when it's only a tam kosher, then it has the problem is not bittul bereiv. The problem is that it's be'etzim true. That a tam kosher can ask the chaticha, but that's it. It can't ask it beyond the chaticha. Once it went into the chaticha, the tam kolshu can aser the chaticha. It can't go beyond an aser further afield. That's not a bitul bereiv problem. If it's not a bitul bereiv problem, then a chaticha nas nevela doesn't help, because chaticha nas nevela is that the nesar is mesayeh to the oisur shaloi lehisbatl. It's a remedy for bitul bereiv, but it's only a remedy for bitul bereiv. But things that have more fundamental problems in bittul bereiv doesn't help. So Meila, It's in the Lashon Taisus Mamish. I think the Lashon Taisus Mamish Kibbal. That's what Taisus says. Nachum Yisrael said, Rishayim know how to write. They knew how to write. They said what they meant. The Lashon Taisus is, Kevin Shehatzma Elimesh, they call, sorry. The Nehi, the Higuf of Mr. Rabbi Chalshu, although the Chatich itself is Nesir with Chalshu, Chalshu is strong enough. That's the Chatich itself. They call Mokum Leyamin and Shetiosin Nevelo, Lesser Kola Acheres. I'm not going to say Chanan and say that now it asks the Acheres. Kevin Shehatzma Elimesh, Ali de Chalshu. Since the Chatich itself is only Nesir Ali de Chalshu, so it can't Ois Aster Ali de Chalshu. And Chatich and Asin Nevelo is not going to change that. It's Chatich. And Emes is, it's very, I think I said yesterday, it's very reminiscent, we haven't gotten yet to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that's today, Mr. Shem, but it's very reminiscent of what Taisha says in Rabbeinu Ephraim, that a Tam Kolshu is command the lesser. Command the lesser doesn't mean the Chatich is not also. That's Mimimino, I feel the Elif, the Chatich is also. But it's command the lesser to ask the other things. So we'll see what exactly Rabbeinu Ephraim meant, but it sounds like he means at least. Such a swirl, like exactly like we say. That's so then as that a Tam Kolshu is not, the Tam Kolshu could ask the Chaticha, can't ask the beyond the Chaticha. Maybe Taisha's had the same Sfarah, and for that Chana's not going to help. Maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant. We still have the other problem. The Ran's other problem, which is where it is nice in time. In case where it is nice in time. So what do I have to do? Why do I need Chanan to be Misayet, Shalayis, Shalayis Batel? Who needs the Chanan to be Misayet that it shouldn't be Misbatel? Anyway, it's not going to be Misbatel because it's Mimina, Le Batel. So who needs Chanan? Additionally, if it wasn't nice in time, so then I understand. If it's not nice in time, then a kolshu doesn't have the power to ask beyond the chatich, as Taisus said. But in a case where it was nice in time, so why does Rab have to say that it works with Chanan? What does Rab need Chanan for? Forget the Chanan. There's certainly blias, there's certainly tam of nevela inside the chatich, even if he didn't have the special din of Chanan. Who needs the special din of Chanan? There's blias of nevela inside the chaticha, and those blias will then go out and ask for everything else. So forget Chanan. That was the Ran's second question. The Ran said a teretz. Tam uruv, you don't say Chanan. I'm sorry, tam uruv, you don't say min b'minilei botel. So I need Chanan, then it shouldn't be a tam uruv. He said yesterday, I don't know if the Ran's, first of all, Taisus should have asked the kasha. I mean, even if Taisus don't like the Ran, he should have asked the kasha. But beyond that, I thought that the Ran's teretz won't work for Taisus. Because according to Taisus, if there was in fact such a yisayu, that by a tam uruv, you don't say min b'mino le'botol, then Chanan wouldn't even help. Because Chanan doesn't stop it from being a tam uruv. The Ran, she tosses, he thinks Chanan means it's flipped into being in a sebe'etzem. So Chanan undoes, now it's no longer a tam uruv. But the Taisus, Chanan doesn't mean that it's flipped into a nevela be'etzem. Chanan just a sort of bittul that the chaticha, the neseres, is misayet to lo'ez, shalo yisvatel. But at the end of the day, the nevela, the chaticha itself is tam heter. It's only the nevela shabbat that's the tam yisr. There's a siyuah shalo yisvatel. But it's still a tam uruv. What is Chanan going to help? It's still a tam uruv. So it must be Taisus doesn't have the side of tam uruv. Taisus doesn't care that it's a tam uruv. So if it's not, so then for sure we have a problem. So then who do you need a Chanan in the first place? So that's what I want to address today. Of course, this question itself, and this is the round second question, which we don't have Taisus is going to answer. This question itself is the Yisoy Feshitas Rabbeinu Ephraim, who learns that in the Chanari, the Gemara doesn't mean Chanan. There is no din of Chanan by Shari Sun. Chanan over here doesn't mean the Chatich Nasavel that Rab said doesn't mean the Chanan that we're used to. That the chaticha becomes osur, or all the things that it means later. It means none of the above. Chaticha nas nevela means, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, let's read it inside a second. Chaticha nas nevela means just that. That in the chaticha, this tam nevela goes out and asks min demina. That's all that it means. Rabbeinu Ephraim is, that's the emes. The Ran's kash is, why don't we all look at Rabbeinu Ephraim? Like, why isn't Rabbeinu Ephraim mukhuch? But the other Mishayim learned that the other Mishayim don't agree with Rabbeinu. I mean, a lot of Mishayim do agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim is pretty popular absolute, but Akapoyim, but they're not sure. So why Chayes Muchach? Why would you possibly need a Chayran? So let's see the next. Let's go on places, and see. Let's see a bit of Ephraim inside. Zok Tosis. Rabbeinu Ephraim, I may be teich kach. שאין צורך לבד אלא יסי לבד כמש מכמש לנוסן תם בחתיכה ויסי כמן תלסו ויהבי כאילו בן ויוסי אלא חתיכה וישיינה שאין ההת הנס יסי ולאיס ישי חתיכס The time learns that in Chanami there's really no thing of Chanami over here. Rav said the words chanan, but it doesn't mean what it just means. It doesn't mean anything so magical. It just means that you have, how should I put it, little pieces of tam inside the chaticha, and then they go out and they ask for everything else. Min b'mina. That's what Rav meant. So then the question is, so why do I need the sinas tam? So even if the nevela wasn't nice in tam, even if it was just min b'minoi, so I would still have little pieces of, I wouldn't have tam, because it's not nice in tam, but I would have something, I would have blia, I don't know what to call it, I would have little dots, but I would have blia in there, I wouldn't be able to taste it, but it would be there, so why doesn't it go out and ask everything else? Says the Rebbeinu Ephraim, because it's commandless. That's already commandless. Not cleaning mitoyches. What are the words mitoychkach? Rabbeinu Ephraim, I'm a mitoychkach. Because of this, Rabbeinu Ephraim said. Because of what? What did Tosfos say that it's because of this? Rabbeinu Ephraim said, as he said. If Tosfos had asked the round second question, who needs chanan? Then I would understand that mitoychkach from the round second question. That's where Rabbeinu Ephraim is coming from. Yeah, Taka, who needs chanan? Answers Rabbeinu Ephraim. You're right. There is no chanan. You don't need chanan. And I don't know if it means doesn't mean chana. Just means it's not commandless. The tam shavoy is not commandless. Lufia bein afayim. That's clearly what it means. Chaticha nas nevela means that the tam that's inside of the chaticha is not commandless. Tosfos didn't talk about the. We don't know why, but Tosfos didn't talk about the round second question. So mitoch kach is not referring to that. So what is the mitoch kach in Tosfos? Maybe this is for you, it's what I said before. That when Tosfos said that you need Nesinas Tam, because if it was only a Min B'minoi, it wouldn't be able to ask the Alech Hatichos. So he said, the Pshat in Tosfos is, that when you don't have a Tam, so then the problem is just going to be bottle. So chanan helps with a bittle. But if you don't have a chanan, the min b'minoi, it's the kolshu, it's enough to ask the chaticha, but it be'etzem can't go further and ask her anything else. That's like a Rebbeinu Ephraim sort of commandless. Right, that's what I said before, that Tosfos is, the Tosfos, the svar of Rebbeinu Tam,
Chanan won't help him in the Minoi was he meant because it's command the lesser, so therefore it's more than just not being bottle. It's more than just bottle. It's not able to ask or anything else. So maybe there's a siyut to that. That's what Taisa means. Rabbeinu Chaim said, look, you anyway have to say that if Leah Ba'alma Be'etzim can't ask or anything else. You need Nesinas Tam to have the power to ask or anything else. So Mitoich Kach, Rabbeinu Chaim said that's Tachem Pshat in the whole Gemara. Forget Chanan. That's good for the chiluk between nos and tam and mimimimim. That when it's nos and tam, that's what it means even. When it's nos and tam, so it's not a kolshu, it's something that could travel further in aser, so then that's what the Rav meant when he said chaticha nas nevel. He exactly meant that. That now the tam is in here, and all these little tams, who needs mimimimim? All these little tams go out in the aser mimimimim. But when it's not nos and tam, then it's just a blia kolshu, it asks the chaticha itself, but it's not, but it's command the lesser, it doesn't have the power, be'etzim, to go out and ask for other things. I think it's very good. The lesson with the kach-tak is a riot, that Taisus is, that Rabbeinu Tam was already telling me something about Rabbeinu Ephraim.
But if Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim are providing the same underlying swara, then why would Rabbeinu Ephraim go and say, oh, I've got a better way to say it?
No. At the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam is not the same as Rabbeinu Ephraim. Because Rabbeinu Tam still holds that after the Tam goes into the Chaticha, you still need to come out the Chanan.
I understand, but I'm saying, why wouldn't Rabbeinu Ephraim learn that same shot? That shot of Chanan fits with where we see Chanan all over the Gemara, whereas Rabbeinu Ephraim has to love Dafka Chanan. It's much more.
No, because Rabbeinu Ephraim held. Well, first of all, Rabbeinu Ephraim held that Chanan is only by Bosa B'chol. The sugi later on of Chanan is by Bosa B'chol. And Rabbeinu Ephraim probably held that there's no need for Chanan. Who needs Chanan? We already said enough. We said that a blia kolshu is command the lesser, but a tam is not command the lesser. If the tam is not command the lesser, then it's in there. The tam is in there. And if the tam is in there and it can come out, then finished. Who needs Chanan? That's the Ran's second question. Who needs Chanan? And the Ran is a mahalak tamur. We don't know what Taisus is going to do with that. I mean, that's a big problem on Taisus. That's a problem with Rabbeinu Tam. Who needs Chanan? Yeah, any of them. I mean, at least not yet. But I understand Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim saying, you know, you gave me everything I need. You told me that min b'mino is command the lesser, that just please v'alma of kosher command the lesser. You tell me that Tam is command the iso. So finish. So now I have a whole. That explains the whole thing. So who needs Chanan? So mitoich kach, Rabbeinu Ephraim said, finish. Stop right there. There you have a whole gemara. Now I have a whole member of Rav. Who needed to say, what do you need anything more? Why do you have to introduce a new concept of Chanan? Yeah, that's obviously the problem. That's our unanswered question, which is, Lefi Tosis himself, why Taka do you need Chana? If you don't look at Rabbeinu Ephraim, Tosis can be Eskashis on Rabbeinu Ephraim. So why Taka do you need Chana? Yeah, we don't know yet. I had a suffix in Rabbeinu Ephraim. When Rabbeinu Ephraim, maybe from what I'm saying now, we'll have a prayer. When Rabbeinu Ephraim says that a blia kolshu is command the lesser, it's sort of a hard swara to understand. I mean, if it's really command the lesser, why did Aster even the Chaticha itself? It was not so command the lesser. It was good enough to ask the Chaticha. So okay, that's how it is. It's enough to ask the chaticha, but it's not enough to travel further and ask the other chatichas. It's command the less. I had a sad. Maybe you could say Chatham Ben Yofayim. He didn't mean that it's mamish command the less. He meant that it's not bosar. That once it goes into the chaticha and loses its tam. Because it's less than a 6 year, so it now loses its chashivas of tam. So once it loses the chashivas of tam, then it's no longer basa. And if it's no longer basar, then it's not milumina with the other chatichas. That's why I can't ask the other chatichas. That the pshat, the difference between, in other words, I want to explain why, if it's really kemad lesus, how come the nevela is able to ask the chaticha? A little tiny nevela, less than a 60, if it asks a big chaticha, a nevela can ask a million chatichas, even though it's only going to give each one a kosher, it's able to ask. But that little kosher can't then go on and ask everything else. Why not? Yeah, so maybe that's how it is. That's bedrock. I don't know. We don't have everything. We have to understand any further than that. But I'm suggesting maybe we could say, I had this thought maybe, that Rabbeinu Ephraim didn't mean that it's literally command the lesser. He meant it's command the lesser that when the Nevelug is maflatam into the. So even though it's. The Nevelug is maflatam. You know, if it'll encounter a very small chaticha, it'll actually give it time. If it encounters a big chaticha, that's more than a 60th, then it's not going to be able to give it time. So that's still called that the Nevela is giving out bosa, tam bosa. And it goes into a big chaticha, it meets a big chaticha, and it infuses, it's called the gave it tam bosa. And that's minbamino in its lay bottle, because bosa and bosa is minbamino. But now that culture is inside the chaticha, and now it loses its tam, because it's overwhelmed by the tam of the chaticha, so the tam now is gone, so I have bli without tam. Bli without tam is not bosa. If it's not bosa, it's no longer min b'mina with the other chatichas. I'm not saying for sure that this is pshat made a five, but I thought this sounded to me like an attractive sir. But the weakness with this is that I'm going to lose the mitoich kach, because then it's no longer connected to taisus before. Because if it's only a svar that it's not min b'mina, then it's a bittul problem. Chanan helps bittul problem. The whole point of Taisus was that a kolshu is not a bittul problem, it's a deeper problem. Chanan doesn't help it. So when he was saying this word about a kolshu not being able to ask the other chatichos, he didn't mean because it's not bosser anymore and it's no longer min b'minoi. So it's min b'shein b'minoi. So what? So it's afil ve'elef le'botel. For that we have chanan, the neseres, the chaticha neseres, misei eloise. If Rabbi Ephraim said mitoich kach, that he's coming, he's bouncing off of the svar that Taisus said, and it sounds like Taisus really means that it's literally a kosu. So that's the bedrock. A kosu doesn't have a koyach to ask the other chatichos. But I'll still throwing it out, because mitoich kach is not the biggest deal in the world. I'm a sufik. What's the pshat in the Rabbeinu Ephraim? Is the word in the Rabbeinu Ephraim that a kosu is just nothing? I asked the chaticha. Yeah, for the chaticha, it's something. But to go beyond, it's nothing, and just that's how it is. Bedrock. Or is Rabbeinu Ephraim saying it's a different story? Not that Stam said it is nothing. Nothing means it's not bosa. So it asks this chaticha because till it loses its time in the chaticha, it is bosa. But after it loses its time in the chaticha, it's no longer bosa. We can't ask the chaticha isacheres. Basically, stop. Okay, so before we go further with Rabbeinu Ephraim, let's just think for a minute about Tosis. Tosis does not agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. When you see Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam does not agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Tam thinks you still need Chanan. Why talk you need Chanan? This is our unresolved question. The second kasha of the Rebbe. That's the elephant in the room. Tosis doesn't even ask the question. It's very strange in Tosfos Fetters. The whole Rabbeinu Ephraim is the Rabbeinu Ephraim is the embodiment of the Ran's second question. The Ran asks, why do you need Chanan? There's Tam Nevela there. Then the Nevela goes out. Well, that's what Rabbeinu Ephraim exactly holds. That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim holds. They attack it only Chanan. The Gemara doesn't mean Chanan. Tosfos can have problems with it, but that's what Rabbeinu Ephraim holds. So Rabbeinu Ephraim is living and talking the kasha of the Ran. Living and breathing. And Tosis is mamish handling Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Rabbeinu Ephraim said this is the pshat, and Tosis has kashas on Rabbeinu Ephraim from the Hemshich of the Gemara. So, you can't, you know, I said, you know, how come Tosis didn't ask the Ran's second question? Taka doesn't. Taisa does not ask the Ran's second question. But the Ran's second question is walking around in places in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim. So it's very bizarre that Taisa doesn't even address it. Like, okay, you don't like Rabbeinu Ephraim, but why is Rabbeinu Ephraim wrong? You're going to tell me he doesn't fit in the Hemshech L'Gemara, Taisa Kasha, the Hemshech L'Gemara, and Rabba doesn't stim. We'll see inside, we'll see in the Shaka Tari of Taisa. So fine, you don't think Rabbeinu Ephraim stims in the Shaka Tari of the Gemara. But why is Rabbeinu Ephraim wrong? Why do you need Chatichan? Rabbeinu Ephraim has a word. He says, if you have Tam Nevel over there, who needs Chanan? The Tam Nevel goes out and it's Min Mamina. No, so Tosi, you don't like Rabbeinu Ephraim, so explain to me why Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. It's why Rabbeinu Ephraim is wrong. It's fuck. The one thought that I had, still strange, Taish doesn't say it. The one thought that I had is that maybe you're having a time held that even when you have Tam the Vela in the Chaticha, without Chanan, it wouldn't be Min Demina with the other Chatichas. Similar to what I'm saying in Rabbeinu Ephraim in the culture, maybe the Rabbeinu Tam holds even when you have Tam. What did I just suggest in Rabbeinu Ephraim? When you have Tam, that's called Basar, so it's Min Bamino. But if you just have Kulshul, little bleas of Kulshul, so those don't have, they're not Basar, they don't taste like Basar, they're not Basar. If they're not Basar, it's not Min Bamino. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam himself holds that not only that, but even if you have Tam, maybe Tam, listen Tam. But maybe Tam, when it's Balu and Echaticha, maybe Tam, when it's Balu and Echaticha, also is not called Min Basa. Oops, I'll tell you why. Maybe there's a reliable double to say something. I mean, it sounds strange. There's twice inside of Chesem and Beis. You can get involved with that bottom Tyson Sarah Chesem Beis that much. But Tyson Sarah Chesem Beis holds that Tam Kikr is exerts a cost. So what would be, or if Kneg has this Kikr, what would be if there was no Tam Kikr? The Tyson Tam Kikr, Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Kikr is the rice. Rabbeinu Tam is only showing him a fast as Tam Kikr the rice. What would be if Tam Kikr was not the rice? So the post in the Rambam says, well, Moshe, Tam Kikr wasn't it the rice? No, not the Rambam. So I'm showing him right that if Tam Kikr wasn't the rice, then Tam would be bottled the rice. But what if I had a case where, imagining that Tam Kikr is not the Raisa, and I have Tam, and the Tam is not bottled bread, because maybe the Tam is more than the thing itself. That's okay, that's shaykh to imagine, but Taisa says it. Taisa says in Sarach Chesem and Beis that without the Xeris Akosu of Tam Kikr, even if you had more Tam than you have Mamoshes of Heter, it would be mutter, because Tam is nothing. There's a case by Zeroya B'Sheila where it's a little bit out of the soup, and the part, the Zeroya part, is much more than this fat from the Zeroya, from the Zeroya, a lot of fat from the Zeroya that's touching a little piece of meat, and now the little piece of meat is overwhelmed with Tam, so that it can't even be bottled by Roy, because it's like mostly Tam of Chalav, of Shuman of the Zeroya. And he says, without Tam Ke'ikir, that's Heter B'Machalisa, without Tam Ke'ikir, then it will be Mutter. Because Tam, without Tam Kikr, Tam is nothing. So exists a cost of the Tam is something. So maybe you could say, so Tam Kikr is exists a cost of that it's not nothing. Maybe the exists a cost of can make it Osir, but the exists a cost of can't turn it into Bosir. So I have Tam over here, it really should be nothing. But there's a din, exists a cost of Tam Kikr, so Tam is Kikr, but it's not Bosir. So it should be bottled. So for some reason, the original Levela is able to be, when the original Levela, when it's sent out Tam, that's still called Bosa. That's Min Bamina. But the Tam, when it gets Balua, stops being Bosa, and therefore I need Hanan to be misayeh shalei lisbatel. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm not convincing myself so much. I don't know. Saka very, but very pelvic enticements. That he's not mamish, not misyachas to the Ran's second question. He doesn't explain why Rabbeinu Ephraim is wrong. He explains why he thinks Rabbeinu Ephraim is wrong. Why he thinks Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Hemshech, he explains why he thinks Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't work in the Shakratayah of the Gemara. Why he thinks it's Mukhuch in the Shakratayah of the Gemara that you do need Chanan. The real Chanan, the Chanan of Basel Becholov, the Chanan of, you know, Chaticha Neseris, Mesayel, Loisa Shalei Lisbat. But he doesn't explain in Svara why Rabbeinu Ephraim is not sufficient. You know what I think the emes is? You want to say something? You want to say something?
Yeah, we had a Gemar Menachos Chavgamot earlier in the year. Yeah. It's like Nevela in Shchuta. It's like the Shchuta of EFSR at last, Nevela is like
Ina. Right.
It could be, that's why it's like Inamina. It's a Shchuta at last with the Nevela.
This round, the Nevela asked the Chaticha, why can't it go right then? I'll tell you what I think you have to say. It's not a lumbus. I mean, I don't have a lumbus in it. Just Shatom. Taisus is already miyas from the very beginning, from the very get-go, the first Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of the Taisus, when he explained why you need Minay to trigger Chana. Why do you need some time to trigger Chana? Why can't Minay Minay? The first question. So Taisus said, that a kolshul, even though it can ask the Chaticha, but it can't ask it beyond the Chaticha. That's really part of the Yisrael of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Also, this idea that even though a Nevela to a Chaticha is Ibsimin B'minoi, it's a Yasas B'Kolshu, but a Kolshu can ask that Chaticha. Beyond that, a Kolshu can ask. And that's just somehow, that's how it is. You know, we're looking for fancy explanations, but maybe that's just how it is. A Kolshu. The Vela can ask the Chaticha b'Kolshu, but that Kolshu cannot in turn go from the Chaticha and ask the other Chatichas b'Kolshu. The Kolshu, it goes one step. It can go one step. So maybe the Tam holds. Well, it's one step. So that's why Mimimino here doesn't work. You need to see his Tam. Now I haven't seen his Tam. So the Vela gives Tam, all these Tams, inside the Chaticha.
Rabbeinu Chaim says, okay, stop right there. You're great. That's it. Now you're good to go. You have all this tam. Tam already can go hopping from chaticha to chaticha, and the tam can go from the veilah to the chaticha, and from the chaticha to the other chatichas, and all these little tam particles are going to aser everything b'min b'minoi, and that's how it works. And Rabbeinu Chaim says, no, it doesn't work that way. Why doesn't it work that way? So maybe the shot is that Rabbeinu Chaim held that just like you see by Kolshu, that Kolshu can only go, is only able to aser one chaticha, but beyond that chaticha, Kolshu can't aser. So even the sinas tam can aser a chaticha. Without being bottled, because that's in the tam kikir. The tam is not bottled. The sinas tam can aser chaticha and is not bottled. But if the tam now wants to go further, then it'll be bottled. And it'll be bottled even by mimimina. Because that's the second leap, the second step, when it's twice removed, so it's shvacha. That's the yisoid of Rabbeinu Chaim, command Alessa. That's the yisoid of Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Taisus about Kolshu. That the second remove is weaker. And I'll just save Hailech all the whole Taisus. Maybe that's why Taisus doesn't even have to speak out the round second question. Doesn't need to speak out the second question. That's the nidin of Rabbeinu Chaim. I'll say, Donim, how much weaker is the second remove? So both Taisus and Rabbeinu Chaim agree that when you're talking about Kolshu, so this is for sure, Svar, that Kolshu can aser chaticha, beyond that, it doesn't go at all. And that's not even an issue of bittul, it just doesn't go. Kolshu is aser the first chaticha, beyond the first chaticha is command the lesson. It's not just that it's even bittul, because for bittul, Taisus holds chanan would have helped. It's more than that it's bittul. It's that it's command the lesser. The kolshu is command the isur in the first chaticha, but you go beyond the first chaticha, the kolshu goes from being command the isur to being command the lesser. Now what about tam? So tam is never command the lesser. Never command the lesser. So that's where Ben Ephraim says, okay, good, now we can just work with tam, and then who needs anything else? Taisus holds, or Ben Tam holds, that just like you see by kolshu, that it's command the isur in the first chaticha, but from the first, when it goes twice removed, like a nap by nap, when it goes from the first chaticha to the next chaticha, it's already command the lesser. It goes from command the isur to command the lesser. So even when you have tam, nevelu, when a nevelu is nice and tam in a chaticha, that's called nesinus tam, and that's nice and tam is not bottled. That's in the tam kik, and nice and tam is not bottled. And here anyway, it's minuminah. But when you go from this first chaticha to the second, when you go from the first chaticha beyond, and you want the tam to go from the nevela, first stop, and the first chaticha, first station is the first chaticha, now you want it to go beyond, and you want it to ask the other chatichas, that far, the tam ready is now going to be bottled. And even though it's min b'minoi, and the chayim min is afilu be'elef le'i bottle, it's not going to help. It's going to be bottled. Or maybe we can say even more. I want this tam to go and ask the other chatichas. As tam, it's not nice and tam in the other chatichas. Right? This tam, when it gets to the other chatichas, is not tam anymore because it's going into millions of chatichas. So actually, this tam, when it goes to the other chatichas, as tam, it's nothing. So Elamai, what I want it to be is I want it to be kolshu. I want to say that since it was able to get to the first chaticha as a tam, so then when it goes to the next chaticha as a kolshu, that's like the first kolshu. So Taisa, no, it's like a second kolshu, it's command the lesson. As tam is bottom, and as kolshu is command the lesson. Well, this is very, very fascinating. This is very fascinating. Now I might misunderstand the Taisus thing.
we can. Well, let's start from scratch. And I think I have a reading of Tosis. Tosis' first heresy was really a heresy of both castles.
What did Tosis say?
Again, go back to the original Tosis. We have the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's nice and tam, it's midrash minoi. So Tosis had a kasha. Why do we need nice and tam? Kosher. It's midrash minoi. It's shasi b'kosher. So what's Tosis' teretz? Tosis' teretz is Rabbeinu Chaim's yisrael. Command a lesson. You see in the Lashon of Tosis that Rabbeinu Chaim says mitoich kach. Rabbeinu Chaim, the use of this Rabbeinu Tam is the svara of. You see in the Lashon of Tosis, Rabbeinu Chaim's svara of command a lesson. That's the svara of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's teretz is that if you don't have a nice and tam, if all you have is kolshul, so the yisrael is that a kolshul can aser only one stage. It can't go two. It can't go twice. It can't go two leaps. A kolshul can't travel a double remove. So therefore, you can't use a kolshul. Kolshul can go up to here, but it can't go beyond. So the question was, okay, but we have the Rana's question. Why don't you need a midah? I have a case of this. The case of Rav is that it was nice and tam. It wasn't a kolshul. Tosis was busy. Who needs an asinus tam? Let it be a kolshul. He says, no, kolshul stalls out after the first stop. But okay. But what about the case in the Gemara? The case in the Gemara was that there was an asinus tam. So now in this chaticha, forget the min b'minoi, and forget the kolshul. I have tam, like we said before. So why can't the tam just go beyond and ask the min b'minoi? Ran's kasha. Rabbeinu Chaim says that it does. So what's Pshat and Tosis? The answer is, when this time now goes out, is it going to be nice and time in the other chatichas? No, because it's be'elef, it's much more than 60. It's not nice and time in the other chatichas. So how do you want the time to ask the other chatichas? The Torah's time? It's not nice and time in the other chatichas. So how do you want it to ask? So you want it to ask the b'teiris kolshul, because min b'mina is b'kolshul. So you want the tam, not a kolshul. You want the tam to then go into the other chatichas and ask them b'kolshul. Hold the Rabbeinu Tam holds. You can't do that because if you're being done in the kolshul shaboy, if you're being done b'teiris kolshul, for the kolshul it's already a second step. Because the kolshul, the plate of alma, if you want it to be done, it's nesinus tam. So nesinus tam, you don't have nesinus tam because you get to the second, you get to the rest of the path, you're long past nesinus tam. Elamai, you want to say forget nesinus tam, but there's a plate without nesinus tam. The kolshul is a kolshul, a plate. But that plate is twice removed from the original novella, and that was Tosis Yisoid, that a plate of kolshul doesn't go to twice removed. So therefore, you can't ask it as kosher, as plate to be alma, you can't ask it the other chatichas. So what do you do? So now I have to bring in Chanan. What does Chanan give me? Chanan gives me that I don't have to go with kosher. I can go with tam. The tam, since it was nice and tam in the chaticha, now the chaticha is misayaya. The chaticha itself, that's already a... The chaticha does ask all the other chatichas b'kolshu, because that's the first remove. The chaticha itself is not bottom in all the other chatichas. The plate of the chaticha itself is not bottom in all the other chatichas. And that's now misayaya, the plate of the chaticha itself, since it was neser, alein yisin estam, it's misayaya to the plate of the other, of the plate's nevela, that it shouldn't become bottom. But for that I need chanan. But without the magic of chanan, it wouldn't work, because Tosis looks at it, Manushach, mitzad nesin is tam, it's not nesin tam in the other chatichas. Elavai mitzad, plate of the alma doesn't go to removes. And that's in the kudus of a chaykas we know to Rabbeinu Ephraim and then Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no. Since the nevela asked the first chaticha as tam, not as plate of the alma, not as kolshu. So then when that in turn goes and asked the other chatichas, but there is kolshu, that's a first stop, not a second stop.
And Rabbi Tam holds that it's a second stop, because in the scene is Tam Shabai, it doesn't go any further. So I say, Elamai, I wanted to ask you, Plato. Plato only goes one stop, not two. The Rebbech here is that, like this, the Tais is so muddling. He ignores the Ran's Kasha, but he has Rabbein Ephraim, who is the Ran's Kasha. And then he's chaylech in Rabbein Ephraim, and he says, so what do I do with the Ran's Kasha? Like everything's missing from the Taisus. The answer is, nothing's missing from Taisus, because Taisus introduced the whole issue at the very beginning. When Taisus said, and it's very geschmack with the Havana, when Taisus said that a kol shul doesn't make chanan because the kol shul can't ask around the chatichos, not like the Ran. The Ran thought that means that a kol shul can't trigger a chanan and can't make a nepach. It's the world of the Ran. So that it doesn't really solve the next problem. The Taisus never had that. Taisus's kol shul was a whole different principle. Taisus's kol shul wasn't that a kol shul can't trigger a chanan. Taisus's yisoid was that a kol shul only asks the first chaticha, can't ask it beyond. Kol shul does not answer. A kol shul, bar kol shul, a second removed kol shul doesn't answer. That's the yisoid of Rebbe Natan. That's why, and for that chanan doesn't help. Because chanan only helps problems of bittul, it doesn't help fundamental problems. That's how we remind with the Taisus. So now Taisus already introduced the yisoid around which everything revolves. Because Taisus now told me yisoid that a kol shul can only ask the first chaticha, a kol shul cannot ask the beyond. So what's the nida now? The nida is, okay, but what if it's not a kol shul? What if it's takan leisin tam? So Rabbi Ephraim says, okay, then it's not a second remove. Then the first chaticha is also as tam, and the second chaticha is now the kol shul that came out from the tam. That's a first step kol shul. So who needs anything more? I don't need magic subchanans and misayayash, like this battle, and that's supposed to be chol. I don't need that. Taisus is chaylik and Rabbeinu Ephraim, because he holds the shak the tire, the Gemara doesn't work so well. So the feet Taisus, what's takal of shak? So why do I need chanan? The answer is because with the material that we already have in hand. Because Taisus holds that once he told me that a kosher can't ask the first chaticha, then the tam in the first chaticha can't ask her further, because then it's not a nice tam. Then it's vayter a kol shul, and a kol shul can only ask the first chaticha.
I don't understand. What would be the time for a ben tam to not say like a ben Ephraim? If tam is kicker, then what's the time to say that's
because this tam is not actually nice tam in the other chatichas.
Okay, but I'm saying it's still a kosher just as strong as any other.
Why can't a tam, if tam is kicker, why can't a tam give off a kosher?
Yeah.
No, tam is kicker, but it's a chiddush like we saw. I mean, you know, tam really should be nothing. It's a chiddush if tam is kicker. But that tam should be like a chaticha that it can have its own plaitus kosher and ask other things, that already makes a taste. So it's elamai, but it's the plate of the original levela. The plate of the original levela, that's twice removed. A tam kicker can't have its own plaitus. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. A Tam Kikir cannot make its own plateless kosher to ask the other things. So all I could do is I could say, okay, but I have the plate kosher of the original Nevela, which is now passing through Chaticha A, going to all the other Chaticha. But that's the Yisrael of Rabbeinu Tam, which Rabbeinu Ephraim seconded. That's command the lesson. So what does Chanan do? I think what Chanan does is Chanan says the Chatich itself certainly could answer everything else but Kol Shul. But the Chatich itself, its plate is not, its plate, it answers everything else. We didn't plate them. We didn't Kol Shul. The Chatich itself, we didn't Kol Shul, because that's a first step Kol Shul. The Chatich itself is a Dover. The Chatich itself is not bottle, its plate is not bottle the other Chatichas, because it's Mimino had a first step. And that's the yisoid of a neser misael lo yisus shalayin this battle, that the chaticha neseris, since its plate is a first step, so it is able to be asering. I mean, it's not really dover also, but it's able to be not bottled in all the other chatichas. So it lends its chashivos to, that's what the right terminology is, lends its chashivos to the plato. Oh, actually, I have a point. Because Chanan only works, we said before, the Holy Side of Taisus is that Chanan only works for vital problems. It doesn't work for command the lesser problems.
Yeah, you're going to have to say it helps for the tam. It's not misayet to the kosher. Because if chanak could help for the kosher, then I wouldn't have needed nice and tam in the first place. So it's going to have to be that the chaticha is misayet to the tam. The tam really should be bottom of the other chatichas because it's less than a 60th. The chaticha is misayet to the tam, then it shouldn't be bottom of the shish. So what's going to ask you now is the tam. The tam, somehow, since the tam asks the chaticha, and the chaticha asks the other chatichas, midin pleito. So that somehow works together. The plate of the chaticha is misayet to the tam of the iser that asked it. Yes, I'm saying shidduch. How that works exactly? But that could be so with that. Okay, I think this is maybe something. Let's see if we can a little bit further in Taisus. Five is there, 2:10. I think it's late to go further in Tosfos. Okay, so that's, I think, from Shad Tosfos. I'll just tell you the idea. It's not like Tosfos. The Rashba, when he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rashba is a whole different chapter than Rabbeinu Ephraim. Why is the... why is the Kosher command a lesson? The Rashba says that the kosher is commanded less because it can't leave the chaticha. To get the escape velocity from the chaticha, it has to be a tam. So kosher is trapped inside the chaticha. So therefore, I need the nevela to be nice and tam in the chaticha, so then the tam can go out into the other chatichas. But if it was just a plate of kosher, so then it's going to be stuck in the chaticha, it won't be able to escape and go out to the other chatichas. The lesson of the Tosfos about Rav Tukin. Come on, the lesson is not, it doesn't sound like the Rashba at all. Okay, good. I think we'll stop here. I think it's a bit of a breakthrough in Tosfos. Oof-rise.
So when you say that, when you're on the other side,